Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Atlanta on September 20th at the Fox Theater. You can also check out the latest How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian explain how to stop your cat from eating your earwax.
Oh.
That is something I never thought I would ever need to know. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
Ann Weiner from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, how are things in beautiful Richmond?
Hot.
Yeah.
It's getting cooler.
That's good to hear. What do you do there?
I actually work in Charlottesville, Virginia, about an hour away. I'm a nurse anesthetist, certified registered nurse anesthetist.
Are there nurse anesthetists that aren't certified and registered? Because I don't want them. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not after the incident.
It's cheaper to use them, though.
It is.
And welcome to the show. Bill Curtis right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you will be a big winner. You ready to play?
I am.
All right, Bill, let's hear her first limerick.
At the tournament level, I dabble, but my tiles show a meaningless babble. I filled up my ranks with a few extra blanks and got busted for cheating at...
Scrabble.
Yes,
ma'am. Good for you, Ann.
Very good. The Scrabble world was rocked by scandal this week. An up-and-coming star was kicked out of the 2012 National Scrabble Championship after he attempted to smuggle extra blank letter tiles to a game. The young player was banned for 2 years, which was unfortunately bumped to 6 years because he was on a triple punishment score square. This is the first instance of cheating at a major board game championship since a competitor at the Game of Life finals 3 years ago was caught with a bag full of tiny little peg babies. Here is your next limerick.
Since our little game show began, The Price is Right does what it can. Now both genders' charms will wave pretty arms. Our prizes are shown by a...
man.
Yes!
Yes, very good. Yes. Happy for both of you. Apart from Drew Carey, The Price is Right has long been criticized for its lack of male models showing off the merchandise. But this week, the show began casting for its first ever male prize model. He'll wave his arms in front of the prizes and flirt with Mr. Carey. But to make it more authentic, the male prize model will be shown burning burgers in the brand new grill while sucking down his fourth beer, or in the beautiful new bedroom set, failing to pick his underwear up off the floor. All right, you have one more limerick to go. Let's hear it, Bill.
When oogling long legs and eyelashes, I see the road oddly in flashes. It's soft, fleshy curves that cause me to swerve. Yes, leering's the cause of most...
oh.
Crashes.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
My God, is she good?
She did it.
Three in a row. Did you know that?
I noticed that.
Is it weird I want to make love to that limerick?
I thought it was texting. It's checking people out.
Yeah. According to a recent study of several thousand British drivers, some 2,500 crashes every day are caused by men ogling women on the street. 21% of those drivers admitted to be distracted by not only real-life women in the street, but also the models on billboards. And at least one instance of a man who crashed after eyeing that sexy white flashing light lady at the crosswalk. Bill, how did Anne do on our quiz?
Well, Anne got three right, so she wins Carl Kassel's voice, home answering machine, or voicemail.
That's amazing.
Anne, you're great.
Thank you so much for playing, Anne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.